I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. Throughout the month of February, we are going to visit with Raynette Jones, who along with colleague Rob Aiken oversee the UK Library's Notable Kentucky African Americans Database, a free online resource full of little-known stories of achievement, injustice, and agency of African Americans, past and present. We'll be highlighting specific entries and categories in the weeks to come, but today, a general discussion of how the project came to be.
The NKAA database, which is acronym, started in 2003. It was a web page that Rob Aiken and I put together, and that was pretty much supposed to be the intent, but it started to grow very quickly, and it was turned into a database in 2007. It is a reference tool with vignettes about individuals, people, places, events.
And there are entries going on every day, maybe even one while we're speaking right now.
Oh, yes, there's one while we're speaking. More than one. So when we started this database, we started hearing from people from outside the state who were from Kentucky, who had created those bibliographies and knew that history, and they were giving it back. This is a community-driven, UK Library-supported effort.
And it's one that I mean, in terms of telling all of Kentucky's history, is vital to knowing these little-known facts and stories, correct?
Correct. Very, very, very much correct. And let me say that African-American history happens to be my passion, but there are many, many other histories that need to also be included. But this is where my passion is for this project. When we first started this, we got some grief that said, why is this at UK? And I said, well, the idea started at UK. And we actually had a Supreme Court justice person say, this should be at U of L. And I said, why should it be at U of L? Because things like this just don't happen at UK. So I'm very proud to say this happened at UK. I'm getting close to that golden age of retirement, so we're figuring out ways to keep it at UK, to keep it going, if not adding entries, to continue to make it available to the public for free. And that's a biggie, too. UK is providing, UK Libraries especially, is providing a free service to the community, allowing me to do these entries in this database and database form that's accessible to anyone who has internet service.
Entries are going up as we speak. How exactly does that work? I mean, do they send the story to you and then you vet it or you research it or how does that work?
It happens in a lot of ways. One, if I get a lot of reference questions about a particular event, person, or something that someone's interested in that may come from a class, it may come from the community. I do a lot of work in the community. Also, people will submit information. We have individuals who are submitting all the time. We will probably start a new project with Black Saw, with Ashley Smith and that group, because there's not a lot of information about farmers, Black farmers, in the database. So it comes from lots of different directions. And let me make it clear that this database is about Kentucky, because I've had some hurt feelings from folks outside Kentucky when they send me information about their state. And it's not that their information is not valid, it's not wonderful, but this is a Kentucky database. It takes a lot of effort. I get a lot of help from the folks in the UK libraries, all of the libraries, for things like dressmakers. And I'm reaching outside of the libraries to the colleges and the various disciplines, lawyers, automobiles. One I'm working on now is ice cream, but I've got a presentation, so I'm not going to tell you a lot about that.
Okay, so we'll save that one for
later. Yes.
Okay, Raynette, we have whetted a lot of people's appetites about these facts and figures, and people can go to the web and check it out. So what is the web address?
The web address is nkaa.uky.edu. Or you can just simply type into Google or whatever search browser you're using, NKAA or Notable Kentucky African Americans Database. You can also get to it from the University of Kentucky Library's homepage.
All right. It's very easy to navigate, and it's not just a research tool. It's just great reading for anybody.
Mm-hmm. That it is. And I say that without bias, but yes, it is.
And a reminder, we'll be checking in with Raynette Jones every Tuesday throughout the month of February for more stories from the notable Kentucky African Americans database. And you can hear my entire conversation with her at WUKY.org.